USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's month-long war on Ukraine has killed thousands of people, displaced millions of refugees, and devastated cities not seen in European continents since Adolf Hitler's Blitzkrieg in the late 30s, early 1940s. With no end in sight in the conflict in 2022, Russia's war machine remains largely frustrated by fierce Ukrainian resistance. President Vladimir Putin's threat of nuclear and chemical weapons is surely a discussion taking place today as NATO leaders meet in Brussels. Today is the final day of Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation hearings. Wednesday, Ms. Jackson discussed how the Constitution applies to foreign nationals, i.e., detainees at Guantanamo Bay.
It's designed to ensure that the government affords due process to people who are being accused of crimes.
Judge Jackson told senators she could not define a woman because she's not a biologist. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
North Korea tested an intercontinental ballistic missile on Thursday for the first time since 2017. The missile landed harmlessly in the ocean off the coast of Japan. But this is reminding leaders in the region, North Korea has the ability to strike the United States. Russia did not like what Google News is saying about their war, so Russia banned Google News from the country.
Google News is reportedly being blocked in Russia. The Interfax news agency reports Russia is accusing it of publishing what it calls fake material about the country's military operation in Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
COVID-19 drove the largest jump in deaths in a century, with 535,000 more deaths in 2020 than in 2019. That's according to newly released U.S. Census Bureau data. The new data shows the pandemic impacted the U.S. population as surviving Americans fled for cities for cheaper or less populous areas. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the world is imposing sanctions against Russia for its rampage on Ukraine, NATO leaders are meeting in Brussels for an emergency meeting. Senator John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, told Newsmax that it's Russian citizens, not President Vladimir Putin, who are paying the economic price.
Well, you know, I mean, I hope that this visit is successful. We all want to see the European countries, our allies, our NATO allies, working together in a unified way to bring as much pressure economically, to support as much as possible Ukraine with respect to military and lethal aid, so that they can just stop this horrible, horrible invasion, as you pointed out, where indiscriminately women and children are being targeted and killed. That's got to stop. And I'm hoping that the president's visit can be helpful and will help rally our allies in that region to do more, because I think we have to do more. And there are things that we can do both economically and in a military way, I think, that will aid the Ukrainians in their effort.
It's long been thought that dinosaurs were mainly land creatures. A groundbreaking discovery in 2014 of Spinosaurus challenged that view. Researchers studied 380 bones belonging to 250 animals, some living, other extinct. They discovered Spinosaurids could be up to 49 feet in length, making it larger than a T-Rex, and were adapted to life in the water. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.